It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Nearly 60% of all lawsuits filed in New York City's state Supreme Courts under the Adult Survivors Act were brought by hundreds of women who say they were sexually abused by jail employees at Rikers Island. That's according to a WNYC analysis of lawsuits filed under state legislation that temporarily lifted the statute of limitations for sexual assault survivors. The one-year window expired back in the fall. For more, two reporters of WNYC, Jesse Edwards and Samantha Max, investigated this story and join us now. And a warning. This conversation includes descriptions of sexual assault that may not be suitable for some listeners. Sam, let's start with you. The allegations made in these lawsuits are certainly disturbing. Give us a sense of the scale here.
So we've read through more than 700 lawsuits that are alleging sexual abuse on Rikers Island or of people who were detained on Rikers Island. These lawsuits span a long period of time, some as far back as the 70s and 80s, at least one as recently as last year, and they are filed almost entirely by women who account for a tiny portion of the Rikers Island population at any given time. And then the other interesting thing to note is that this is potentially a huge price tag that the city could be facing. These lawsuits are seeking more than $14.7 billion in damages.
Wow. Jesse, your reporting profiles one woman named Jenny. We're not using her full name because she fears retaliation from correction officers for speaking out. What does she say happened to her at Rikers?
Jenny was sent to Rikers Island in 2015 on a felony conviction of driving while impaired. She was 31 years old at the time. She had a five-year-old son at home, and she describes being in her bed alongside other women in the dorm and correction officers turning up late at night after midnight and calling certain women's names. And she says they were then led down these long, dark corridors to a different part of the facility. And Jenny says that the women were then told to get on their knees and they were forced to perform oral sex. This is her talking about it in her own words.
They would come a few times a week. I would just pray that it wasn't as bad as the last time. I would pray that it wouldn't last as long, you know. I would pray to God to be with me the whole time. And that's what gave me, like, some strength.
The two of you read through every single one of these civil complaints, more than 700 filed against the city and the Department of Corrections. Sam, what patterns did you find in all these?
Many of these lawsuits did not have names attached to them because the women did not know the officers' full names. But there were a lot of lawsuits that mentioned sexually abusive strip searches. We also found a lot of allegations of sexual abuse in these kind of hidden corners of the jail, including showers, cells, places that are rare in Rikers because they are places that don't typically have cameras. There was also this pattern of what the lawsuits describe as grooming. Correction officers would use some sort of leverage to coerce women into sex. So maybe they would offer them cigarettes or gum or other things that they're not supposed to have in jail. And this is something that was really described by Barbara Hamilton. She used to work as an attorney in the law library at Rikers Island before becoming a lawyer at the Legal Aid Society. And she said that she noticed this type of grooming for different trinkets or for certain work details.
Work details like going outside were coveted, and they would give correctional officers oral sex in exchange for this coveted work position. I mean, just that type of upside down ingrained culture. It almost sounded like one of the levels in Dante's Inferno.
And then one other pattern that was where women were essentially told, you know, if you report this, I will send you to solitary confinement, or I'll write you up a ticket, or I'll make sure that you stay in jail even longer, or I'll make sure that you can't have your visits with your family members. And something that many women said they were told was, there's no use in you reporting this because no one will believe you.
Jesse, how have city officials responded about these allegations?
Well, Michael, we reached out to City Hall, the Department of Correction, and the City Law Department. And the Department of Correction tells us that it has a zero tolerance policy for all forms of sexual misconduct at city jails. The department told us that it's taken steps to ensure that all staff and contractors working at the jails are trained to spot and report sexual misconduct and sexual abuse. It also says that it's improving the way that it handles sexual misconduct allegations. And it's doing this by implementing a new data management system that will presumably make it easier to track and investigate these allegations. However, they've been making similar promises for at least 5 years. We asked what the holdup has been, and the department says that there were some delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's worth noting as well, Michael, that all sexual contact between detainees and employees is illegal and against policy.
Sam, what's next in this legal process?
Each of these people who has filed a lawsuit probably has a very long road ahead of them. There will be a discovery phase. That's when attorneys on both sides will be handing over documents and information. So we can expect the attorneys to be trying to get records related to the officers who worked there to try to make sense of who all of these allegations are against and what are the procedures supposed to be on Rikers Island. The district attorney's office in the Bronx that has jurisdiction over Rikers Island, they could theoretically investigate people for potential criminal violations. And we'll also wait to see if there will be action from policymakers. All of these lawsuits stemmed from the Adult Survivors Act, but that was just 1 year. And there has been talk about potentially extending the window even longer. And all of this is happening as the city is facing the possibility of a federal takeover of Rikers Island. Sexual abuse is not the only issue that has come up in the city's sprawling jail complex. So there's just a lot of questions about the future of Rikers, and all of these lawsuits could certainly play into that.
WNYC Gothamist reporters Jesse Edwards and Samantha Max walking us through their investigation into allegations of sexual abuse at the Rikers Island Jail. To read their full story, go to our news website, Gothamist. Jesse, Samantha, terrific job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.